Yo, it's Thanksgiving week. I am thankful for my mommies. All the little jeans out there who wear them so high and so tight. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. We got some big news, big announcements coming up.
Like chips in a bowl worthy.
Oh, yeah.
Cats eating kibble.
Even more. I got a new one for you.
Wow.
So there's a lot going on. Also, New Year's Eve, I'm doing the Brea Improv. I'm doing it the rest of that weekend, too. So come out to the Brea Improv New Year's and see me do shows. I think I have 5 or 6 shows there. The full charge will be with me. It'll be a lot of fun. And then I have some shows on sale for January. Downtown Denver Comedy Works. Doing a number of shows there. And a couple weeks later, I'm in L.A. People always ask me, when are you doing L.A. shows? I'm doing Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California. Those are all on sale. TomSegura.com. Go to the shows page. Jeans?
Well, I am not performing until I pump this
Why?
Kid.
Why? What's your deal? What's your problem?
3 weeks until this kid pops out of me. Until then, I am housebound, more or less. But I do record That's Deep Bro, so check that podcast out. That's Deep Bro Podcast.
Beautiful.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All good, Gene.
Amazon. I heard it.
Yeah.
It kind of went,
yeah.
Right? Like it growled at you a little. It
wasn't good.
Can I predict your fart? Are we going to have to do a Guess My Brown in the middle of the show today?
Gosh, we haven't even opened the show yet. Let's open it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's
Here
do
we
it.
Go.
Okay.
They have my fart of pop.
Thank you.
Fuck off. Hey, go, we just killed. Wankers, fuck off and blame. Fuck.
All right, nearly there.
Wankers.
That's one done anyway.
One done.
Hey, fuck. Gypsy weapons. Fuck off. Don't shoot.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I just looked over and I caught you at a candid moment. Like you were really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were legit feeling a
pow. It's the best opening of any podcast theme song.
You really felt it. You were feeling yourself there a little bit.
I did. I felt it.
Let's talk about the fart that happened before the clip.
Babe.
What?
The fart before the clip?
Well, yeah, you farted and you looked worried.
Did I? What did I look like?
You look like you're about to shit your pants.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
It's you think it's just like time to...
Guess you're brown?
You want to?
Yeah.
And you just had lunch with me.
Do you think you're going to shit in the next couple hours?
No.
Well, you got to make a note of it. We got to remember to catch listeners up on this.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't think so.
Did you shit?
I do think I'm going to have an evening shit because I'm working out at 6.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a...
I predict you're not going to hold this one in until you're...
No?
You're going to shit before your work. You're going to shit during the show or right after.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
This morning, I know you had oatmeal. Mm-hmm. You had eggs, you had bacon, and we just had lunch. I saw what you had for lunch.
It was a turkey patty.
You're gonna
egg
shit.
Whites.
This is gonna be a fruit. Five. This is gonna be a five.
Why? Because it's just all healthy?
No, not healthy. It's all eggs. It's all an eggs.
Egg whites.
Makes you shit.
I had egg whites.
Does it for you? And where we had those eggs, they're kind of runny and greasy.
They're not runny and greasy.
Not runny, but greasy. And
greasy.
Greasy. I saw what you ate. It's a five. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. There's so much to get into here.
Now, the opening clip, was that porn or Tourette's?
That was Tourette's. I have such a soft, sweet spot for Tourette's.
Me too.
I really enjoy it.
Me too.
It's one of the most classic Jeans episodes ever of the show.
Big words. That's where that came from.
Yeah.
Big words. I say swears.
Well, yeah. There was two. There was that... And then I see these swears.
Big words.
But I actually was thinking of like Johnny Davidson and them.
Johnny Davidson.
I don't know
where he dies his pubes ginger.
He dies it. Don't text while driving. Don't risk it.
Oil on the road.
Now, why aren't those?
Oh, that's so good.
I don't feel like those are in my.
No, because that's before we did.
That's how old school that was.
Yeah.
Huh?
That was back at the old house.
I want to see if.
This is two locations ago when we were doing YMH from our first home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that back in the Dizzy, I had, let's see, I had all of our sound stuff was in iTunes.
Oh, right, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's see if...
Don't risk it. Now
don't
that,
risk it.
That those clips are from a documentary about English British people.
Where is it?
With the Tourette's. So yeah, like a BBC documentary.
Right.
And that little girl goes to a camp, and she gets to be with other kids that have Tourette's, and it's a relief for her because she says big swear words all the time.
Yeah, she sure does.
But nobody judges her at Tourette's camp.
What is this?
I don't know.
Oil on the road.
Yeah.
That's good.
I thought, remember we had the debate whether that was I on the road.
Oil in the road.
Right. Oil in the road, I own the road, or I on the road.
Right.
I think that was a big debate.
But it's I on the road.
I think that's what it was.
We had somebody write in who speaks the dialect.
Who speaks that fucking...
That muckluck,
that
whatever.
That muckluck version of English, yeah.
Yeah, that...
Oil in the road.
Yeah.
The straining is what really gets me. Like it just sounds like it's so painful for him to say that.
Yeah.
That's poor guy. My stepdad used to talk like that. Not with Tourette's, but... he was always talking like this. He was a big, fat Indian guy. Always winded.
Kid, come over here, kid.
Why was he like that?
He had some lung problem. I think now he has some lung. We didn't know back then. He was out of breath because he was super fat, too. Like, he and my mom used to polish off an extra large pizza, and then they would eat like a maple log after that they got from Gelson's.
What?
Like a huge... No, sorry. It's called a crocodile. Is that what it's called? Or alligator?
Yeah,
alligator
yeah.
loaf. And it was like pecans and maple. The shit was... I mean, it must have been like a 10,000 calorie dinner every night.
I fucking hate iTunes now. Even in my own library, I can't pull shit up.
Your own library.
My own library.
What's going on, Gene? Do you want to press pause and figure it out?
I type it in, and it says, you know, that it's there, and then you hit enter, and then nothing happens.
Oh, mine's been doing that lately,
fuck
too.
Fuck me, man.
Isn't that the dumbest?
Yeah, that's so dumb.
I fucking hate it, too.
God damn you.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker, you. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like this is, here, let me pause it. Thanks a lot. That's really cool.
What? What happened?
You came over here to look at this and then you ripped ass. Not funny.
If I didn't know I was going to fart like that. I just took a dump. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah, so this is, okay, I just found basically a whole bunch of stuff that...
Play them. I love these clips. I love these early ones.
Okay. Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
I'll just go to the list.
This is... trying to remember. So some of these, I don't even know what this is. Let's see.
Do you not mind being in something?
That's you.
Itchy go.
Is that recognize? You recognize
that? No, I don't know what
that is. Okay. Let's see. This one.
Filthy fags.
That's filthy fags.
Fuck off.
Filthy fags.
Filthy fags. Fuck off.
It never gets old, the way that these guys do it.
It's funnier because it's English, too.
Yeah.
Like, American ones, you feel kind of bad because you're like, oh, those are our people. But who cares about other countries, you know?
Yeah. Was there another one that they did? I'm trying to remember. What's this? No, that's something else.
Johnny Davidson?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's here.
What about the girl? I was like, yeah, and then I say big words.
Oh, the girl? Yeah, I did that one. I do have, but Johnny Davidson—that was another classic. Mm. How is Johnny Davidson not here? Did you go in here and take him out of here?
Yeah, I went in and took him out.
Here he is. Yep.
Johnny Davidson.
Stupid.
Yeah. So the girl, she's in a different documentary, right?
She's in an American documentary about Tourette's. Yeah.
Yeah.
The English one's way funnier, but you know.
Yeah.
This sad. I mean, look.
Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff. Big words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big words.
I see people, like, I sometimes say what I'm thinking about them, but I don't mean it, kind of thing. Nigger! Like that, kind of.
Jesus.
But I'm not racist.
Oh, Jesus.
I just can't help it, and I feel really guilty afterwards.
This guy's in the...
Nigger!
Oh, my God. This guy... is in the dentist chair. And he's like, wanker, fuck.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Wankers, fuck off and blame. Fuck.
No, sorry, it's an eye test. Ophthalmologist.
Hey, fuck. Gypsy weapons, fuck off. Don't shoot. Look up again. Fuck off and blame. Fuck off. Left. Right.
It's great because in an eye exam, the doctor's right here. He's right up on you. You know, when they examine your eyes, the guy's, he's pointing whatever it is that you look in the eye with, and he's a foot from the guy's face. He's like, fuck off, like shouting fuck off to his face.
Fuck, don't shoot, wankers. Gary Dodgers, fuck.
Oh, shit. It looks exhausting.
Yeah. Again.
Hmm.
Oh, wankers, fuck now.
Is it wiggers or wankers?
Wankers.
Okay.
Fuck off. Do you like your job?
Did he say, do you like your job?
Do you like your job?
Oh, he's trying to make conversation.
He knows he's saying outrageous shit.
Never liked it.
There's that whole, like, there's people that think that people with Tourette's can control it.
No way.
I know, that the tics and everything, but I don't believe so.
No, you can't.
You know, getting told fuck off every day,
it
wouldn't make it
easier.
Fuck off, wanker. I'm a fucking Jew.
Fucking Jew? Is that
what
you say?
Oh, dear. Blamed, fuck off. He turned off the lights, fuck.
Oh, what? You ready on for a second?
I don't know. It's great, though. I love this kid.
It's funny.
Yeah.
And save the emails about how insensitive we are about people with Tourette's syndrome.
Oh, yeah, we've gotten those a bunch.
You know, we get it. It sucks. But you know what? Some of it's funny. So, there you go.
Of course
it
is. Yeah. Sometimes the thing that's wrong with you is really funny. And it's really amusing to other people. Okay, so
how can you not think it's funny when you hear just some guy cursing in an inappropriate place? That's what's funny, not the fact that they have Tourette's. So don't write the email. Okay, we're not making fun of the disorder, you fucks. I can hear it already.
Yeah, you can really hear it.
Oh.
Do it for me.
Oh, my uncle's aunt's fart has Tourette's. How dare you make fun of it?
Well, speaking of uncles and aunts and farts, let's drop it. Let's tell them.
Oh, great.
This is exciting. Ready?
Yeah. Open a bowl. That's big.
I mean, that's chips in a bowl.
That's so huge, you know, already.
Yeah. You know something big is going to happen. So then you go, well, is there anything else? Is there another thing that could make me realize this is a big announcement?
Yeah. I like this one the best. That's silly. It sounds like they're breaking their teeth, cats, when they eat stuff.
So now you got a cat with dry food eating the kibble. And this is such a big announcement that we had to pull out a new sound effect. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh. It's toasty in here.
Yeah, it's campfire.
Feels like it's Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
Mmm. I'd like some hot cocoa, please.
Wow. All three at once.
Wow. Wow. Whoa.
So
big announcement. It must be.
It's a big announcement.
Listen to that cat just tearing into that bowl.
It's
he loves it. He loves his
kibble. It's exciting because it's a long time coming. So this is a big deal, you know, to make this announcement to get to this point where we could actually really say that it's ready took, took over a year, you know?
Oh, my.
Yeah. And it was only because we just needed to make sure we had all our ducks in a row. And it was, you know, it's a thing for me, really. I'll say it. It's like a thing that I really wanted to happen, but I didn't know how much I could rush it or anything. And that is, I'll just say it, the Sup Kane shirt is ready. It's been released. And why it's more is exciting to me as opposed to just a regular shirt when we go, we have a shirt, is that I actually worked with Big Daddy Kane.
Crazy.
To do this. So
crazy.
It feels, it's not to me just about like, hey, please buy this shirt. It's crazy that I got to partner up with one of my favorite musicians, you know, one of the greatest MCs of all time, and I did a shirt with him. And I've talked about it.
Crazy.
If you've seen me on stage in the last few months, you've heard me say it that it was in the works, because it was in the works, and you know, we just had to have him sign. And here's the craziest part, the most exciting part to me: he suggested it.
He goes, Tom, let's do a shirt.
We should do a shirt together.
It's awesome.
And this is literally how the conversation went. He goes, we should do a shirt together, and I go, yeah, of course. And then I said, what should it be? And he goes, it should be you. This is exactly how this goes. It should be you doing your Sup Kane thing, is what he said. And then me looking at you like, pfft. He said that on the phone, and I already knew what he meant.
He was like, psh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then I go, okay. And then he texted me a photo of him going, and it was perfectly drawn by, I want to make sure I say his name correctly, Matt. Excuse me. How do I say this? How would you say this? Kasunik?
How do you spell?
How would you say that?
Kasunik.
Kasunik. But if he's like Czech or something, isn't it Kasunich?
Yeah, but right? I don't know. He's okay. From Chicago, so yeah.
Yeah.
Kasunik. Could be. But if he's a Polak.
Yeah. Matt Kasunik did it, and he did a fantastic job. And it's just exciting for me to say I have a shirt that I partnered with Big Daddy Kane on. And of course, for those of you, I'm sure a lot of you know, you know, the origin, the way that it kind of came together is pretty much the exciting part, that this was something that happened in real life where I yelled at Big Daddy Kane probably 10 years ago. You know, I remember where I was. Do you know where I was?
At graduation?
No, I was at the Comedy Store.
Oh, I thought for some reason this was at a... Okay, sorry.
No,
go ahead.
That was MC Search.
Okay.
But I think I just probably did the belly room that night, and I was standing in front of the store. I haven't even told him this. And I was standing from the store, and he got out of a limo, and I yelled it to him. And then I didn't tell that story for another 7-8 years because I didn't, it just, you know, it just lived in your head. I didn't have a reason to tell that story.
Right.
And then it just developed into...
Until you developed your black yelling.
Right.
And then you're like, I have a reason.
I have a reason to tell this story.
Sure.
And then that became a thing. Then it's in a special... People yell it to me when I get on stage, and you know, it's like kind of like for me, my popular whatever, like catchphrase, if you will. And then to have him see it and then call me and begin some type of dialogue, and I talk to him and he messages me like, you know, nice thing, like hope all is well, like just crazy shit where I'm like, I can't believe I have a dialogue with this guy. And then him to suggest, hey, we should do a shirt together. It's just crazy, you know.
It's a blessing in the skies. It's right. One of those random things.
Yeah.
That happened.
Chuck Tom. This is Big Daddy Kane. I'm over here chilling with Russell, man.
I mean,
that's how it started.
That's how it started with him getting back to me. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So, it is crazy. The design is phenomenal. Matt did just the best job. Anyways, the shirt is on sale. It's on pre-sale now. You can go to TomSegura.com or YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. I've also put the link, because we got it, its own store page for it. It's also, it's on my Instagram page, it's on my Twitter, it's everywhere. But both of our stores, and if you order now, but by December 12th, I think you have like a week and change, you can get it by Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
And you'll also get a mixtape list.
What?
That I compile of my favorite Big Daddy Kane songs.
Oh my God.
So it's pretty exciting. To me, this was huge because it kind of feels like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like childhood excitement almost, you know? I can't believe
he's your hero, and now you're doing something cool with him.
It's
that's
crazy.
Huge.
Yeah.
What a great Christmas gift. I suggest you guys do that immediately because I think they will go quick. We've already gotten orders.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's moving, man.
Because
it's moving.
We dropped this on social media this morning, and the orders have been pouring in. So by the time this drops, it's going to be even bigger. So get those sizes now, dudes, because they go fast. They go really fast.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Don't hesitate. If you want the shirt, get it now. Because I know what happens. You guys go, I want this shirt. And then you sit on it for a while. And then we sell out. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Get them now.
Good point, Gene.
For Christmas, for Chanukah.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Will you yell Sub Kane for them?
Sub Kane!
We need that as a drop.
I was looking for it.
That?
I couldn't believe I did. You know what I think it is? I think it's over here. I think for some reason, let me look on this thing real quick. But I think it's on this computer, which is so weird to me. Let's see. We have two computers that we do our show off of, and one of them basically plays stuff, and then one of them records it. And for some reason, I'm convinced that Sub Kane is on the recorded one. Is that possible?
Yeah, it could be. There's all kinds of random clips on that one. Oh, there you go. Then play it. Yeah.
Well, I can't play it off of this one.
Ah, shit. Bricks. Oh, forget it.
Here we go. You know what I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
I'm going to take care of you. Don't you worry
about it. What you going to do?
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Jeans. Oh, wait, another thing we need to check on. Did the translation come through from my homeboy? He tells me when, let's see, did he, no, it's not here. I wanted to know what that Farsi lady's been saying.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I just got two new ones. I got one voicemail yesterday and then one this afternoon.
Mm.
Pretty neat. Did you want to play them?
Yeah, absolutely. The most amazing part of these messages that Christina keeps getting nonstop on her phone to me are that the person who's leaving them never hears back.
Never.
From whoever she's contacting, leaves detailed messages, like just goes on and on about stuff. And we're at the point where it's like, you know, whoever you're contacting hates you. Like, how about you just stop? You guys aren't friends.
No.
There's no love there.
And this one's really funny because there's like a little bit of panic. There's something going on.
A little bit of panic.
Here, do you want it?
Yeah, give it to me.
Something wrong is happening now.
Something wrong?
Well, because she's like, oh, no, otherwise she's going to find out or something.
So there's a new one. Have you even heard the new one?
So I haven't heard the new one yet.
Oh, wow.
Just the one I played for you that I got yesterday, and then this one today literally came in after lunch. It's so ridiculous.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
I cherish them. I don't delete them.
Yeah, you can't delete them. One second. All right, here's the first one.
Hello, Salome. Mama forgot her blood pressure thing, you know? I don't know if she's going to wake up in the morning. Oh, my God.
Oh, she forgot her blood pressure thing. She's going to wake up in the morning. Oh, my God.
But who's never getting back to her?
Salome.
But, I mean, Salome doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Doesn't care.
Because this is the 10th or 12th message in a row.
Hello, Salome. Mama forgot her blood pressure thing, you know? I don't know.
Mama forgot.
Wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then just hangs up. Oh, Salome.
Mama Salome.
Forgot her blood pressure
Don't you know
thing.
That Salome doesn't care anymore?
Doesn't care.
God.
Check
and then
out.
This one just came in
yeah,
now?
Yeah, lunchtime.
Sorry, John. Cheshire Mona. Cheshire
Payment
case for his
Farsi.
Let me know
you're
talking
so much. Man, that's the laziest flow
lazy
I've ever
Farsi.
Heard.
Yeah.
Sorry, John. Cheshire Mona. Cheshire payment case for his Farsi. Let me know you're talking so much.
It just sounds kind of like out of it, this person.
What was the last one? The last one was like heated, wasn't it? Like from the last episode? Listen, Salome doesn't care about blood pressure medicine, doesn't care about fish or spinach, doesn't give a fuck about what's happening to mama at all. Mm-mm. You got to get it through your head.
I got your text. That sounds good. Okay,
got your text.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
So good.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, this new phone number's really provided some quality voicemails.
Yeah.
For nursing abilities or opportunities. And
yeah.
Oh, here's some blocked messages. Oh, this must be from... Because I blocked the Florida ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten those. I haven't listened to those. Yeah, pretty good.
It's good stuff, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. Makes life worth living.
So I actually got something on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ever since you've been with child, when you're asleep at night,
mm-hmm.
you make a noise when you sleep.
No, I don't.
Yep.
No, I don't. You've been saying that, but I don't believe it because I'm such a beautiful flower and I'm very delicate and I'm very perfect and I don't. You've been saying... You've been snoring, and then you wear your butt plugs every night.
You've been wearing butt plugs for a long time.
Because of you.
Because I snore. And for 10 years, I never wore them with you until about 3 to 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And it became absolutely necessary.
Because I'm fucking Manuel Uribe. I'm 3,000 pounds now,
no,
and
you're
I snore.
Not. You're
no, I'm the fattest person alive right now.
You're not the fattest person alive.
I'm the largest person alive. Now my face meat pushes on throat meat.
Here you are.
God damn it. You're not playing this.
Last night.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
It's you.
That is not me. Yeah. It's a dog.
This is last night.
No, it's not.
This is you. Wait.
Shut up.
This is you last night.
Oh, my God.
It's probably...
12:30. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You like that?
No. Oh my God. It's mortifying. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm ripping.
Yeah. Then you turned over and you did this thing where I went too late. You were inhaling and then going... And your lip would flutter, and I got there too late, where you can still tell that you're going, but your lip isn't fluttering anymore.
Oh, great.
This one's actually cute.
Yeah.
This is cute.
Yeah. Cute.
This is cute.
Oh, my God.
But your original thing...
I sound like a dog.
Come on.
Like a trucker. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I sleep
That's
with...
That's bad.
I sleep with butt plugs now.
Dude, how do you sleep through that noise? That's terrible.
Those butt plugs are very effective.
That's how bad you were before you got your mouth guard.
Man, I don't know how you dealt with that.
Your rips were... I used to go into the living room and shut the bedroom door, and I could hear you through the wall. That's how intense your snores were.
That's really
horrific. That's how intense that is. You could go try and not hear it, but that is terrible, babe. That is disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
I'm so congested, though, all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
Plus, I'm so much bigger than I normally am. That is horrendous.
That's the way it is.
Could you imagine both of us
Oof.
Together?
No.
I sound like Fief. That's how Fifo snores.
That is sound. Yeah, you, Fief, and me could really ruin some people's nights.
I'm surprised the Schnitzel doesn't snore like that.
She doesn't make any noises.
She's too little.
Yeah,
give her some time.
She just side-eyes you with her dirt eye.
I know. She's such a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get her in studio eventually.
Yeah. She doesn't come by here.
She's too uppity. You know? She's too uppity.
Yeah.
She thinks we're just trash, I think.
Yeah. She's like, I'm purebred.
Yeah. She all bougie and shit.
Yeah. I wonder what Fia's been doing to her.
I can only imagine.
What we should do is get them both in here next week.
Yeah, I know. Mm. It's just so hard with their schedules, you know? They're such busy dogs.
Mm. I know he had the Canelo fight, the Canelo-Cotto fight, and then he said he had a lot of stuff going on then.
Yeah.
And then, you know, NFL's going on, college football. It's a lot going on. And the NBA picked up. So I know he's running a lot of numbers right now.
That's interesting.
He's just a busy guy.
Yeah, he is a busy guy.
Yeah, he's a businessman first. He always told me that.
Yeah. We'll see.
Business first.
Speaking of business, it's Thanksgiving.
I know.
This fucking week. Can you believe that?
Of course. It's crazy.
Dude, where did this year go?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that we're not doing, like, we basically opted out of Thanksgiving for the last few years now.
Yeah.
But this year, we said, fuck turkey, because we don't like turkey, and we're going to have steak.
I like that. We started doing it. It was a couple of years ago, right? Wasn't it a couple mm-hmm. of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
It was the first time it occurred to me that you don't have to eat what you don't like. You can make your own food. You can do what you can have pizza if you want on Thanksgiving. And I was like, you know, I really like steak more, even though turkey can be delicious.
Turkey makes my pussy dry.
Wow. Didn't expect to hear that.
Turkey
today.
Is like eating a dry pussy. It's disgusting, right? It's just, it's all dry. I like the dark meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No, but the breast? No. You feel me?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. That was the wrong button. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I mean, I've had some turkey that's really good.
I've never.
Really?
I don't think it's juicy enough. It's just not a good, it's a dry, pussy dry meat.
Hmm. I've had some good one, but I just feel like if it's up to me, I'd rather have a steak. I just like it more. I don't know. And then I was like, oh, why don't I just buy like the best steak that I want that week.
Mm-hmm.
And make that and be like, this is my dinner.
Just have a super nice. I mean, we're gonna do the sides, but we're getting them from Whole Farts.
Yeah.
Pre-made.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get some white trash stuffing out of the box because I do like stuffing from the box.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make that at home. But everything else, what if I'm not going to fucking cook? I'm 9 months pregnant. I'm gonna get your life. You know what I'm saying?
You should get it 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, no. I want to cook and no, it's not.
No, and people over? Absolutely not. And at this point, I'm so big. I just want to sit in my robe and pajama bottoms. I'm like, we can't have company at this late in the game. I'm too pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? You know what I'm talking about?
Me?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it's, I think if you're out there and you're thinking about, what am I going to eat? And it doesn't have to be steaks like that, but if you think about like what's your favorite thing, why don't you try making that for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, your favorite thing.
And see how you, but what if you love lasagna and you just make that and you go, hey, it's Thanksgiving, I made lasagna.
Thanksgiving lasagna sounds great.
What's wrong with that?
Put some cranberry sauce on there.
A couple of years ago, remember I went to the fresh seafood market and I got lobsters.
Oh, lobster is good.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
I didn't miss turkey when that happened.
No. And don't spend the holiday with people you don't like. That's another fucking thing.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. I don't go to multiple houses. You know, ever since my parents divorced when I was a little kid, they always do that shit. You got to bounce around from house to house.
That's
the worst. I ain't doing it.
No, you get.
You can suck my left one. I'm a grown ass woman. No.
And I get this weekend too. I get Rivalry Saturday. I'm mm-hmm. so excited for that.
What's that?
That's like all the big, big rivalry college games, like Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Florida, Florida State, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, Stanford, Auburn, Alabama. Like it's all the big hate fest games are Saturday.
What
like the games where they hate each other the most.
What are you going to do if I go into labor during one of your big football games?
What do you mean, what am I going to do?
Like, how are you going to, Are you? You're not going to stop watching the game.
No, but I'll still get there afterwards.
After the game's over, I do see you being in the delivery room with me.
Yeah.
And being like, can we get a room with a TV?
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, push, Christina. And you're looking over me, over my head at the screen. And then you're like, yeah. And it's just you cheering because the Seminoles scored or whatever.
Right. But what's wrong? There's nothing like wrong with that. Right. Is that upsetting?
It's a little.
Why?
It's a little.
But it's.
Yeah.
I mean, what part of that means that I'm not there? I'm still there. Mm-hmm. I'm just focused on something else for a second. I think you don't get it. You know, it's like, no, I want to.
Mom, this ain't, man. No, I don't feel comfortable here. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to watch my game.
Okay. Well, that makes my pussy dry. Just, you know.
Jesus, you and your pussy dry.
So we finished Blood Farts last night.
And then, by the way, we should tell them that we recorded, we've been on top of stuff. So we realized that, you know, we're not going to be able to run in here in a few weeks when the baby jeans is here. So we did an extra, we're trying to do some extra episodes to have to release. So some things we're going to talk about, it's too hard to stay on top of, you guys.
Oh, sorry. Do we not talk about this on
no,
the
we
show?
Do talk about it on, I think, on the episode that's in the future.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just making the point. That's all. That's going to happen. But look, Blood Farts is just, I'm such a fan. I can't believe it took me, didn't take me quite that long, but you know, I definitely wasn't on top of it. That show was tremendous, man.
Yeah, it was really, we finished it last night, and what a great POS character that Danny is. What a great, great series.
Here is
fantastic.
The brilliance of that character. It reminded me in a way of what was so brilliant about Breaking Bad and Walter White, is that Walter White had this thing where you're cheering for him to do a bad thing, and then he crosses lines that make you feel conflicted.
Yeah.
You know, so you're conflicted about the character doing things, because some of it you feel like justified, some of it you feel like it's, you know, it's this morph into something. Now this isn't at all the exact same thing, but I mean the complexity of the character and the emotions you feel watching the character.
Yeah.
Because you feel sometimes that some of what he's doing and saying is justified, and then moments later you can't stand him. You know,
it's a good character. They layered it up. It's not just a one-dimensional
so
character.
Good.
Yeah, it's a really good net. It's on Netflix, guys. It's called Bloodline, but we call it Blood Farts, obviously.
Yeah, it does.
So excited.
It's really
now
good.
We have to get into another one. I want you to watch Homeland, dude. But you have like 5 seasons to catch up on.
I know you've been talking about that quite a bit.
If you could just start now and then watch nothing but Homeland for the next 3 days, we could do it.
Okay. I can watch it in the living room, right?
Yeah.
We have the pass or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. Man.
We've also been watching Below Deck,
mm-hmm.
which is such a great show. It's on Bravo. And Nadine Rajabi, a friend of mine, is EPing. Did you know Nadine?
Mm.
She's Persian. She should probably translate these voicemails.
That'd be nice if she would.
Such a funny girl, and she's EPing on that
Wait,
show.
Wait, was she a comic?
Nadine, yeah.
That's why I know that name.
Yeah, yeah. She does talks about her family and stuff. She's really funny.
Yeah, I remember really that. Funny. Wait, did you guys used to do shows together?
Nadine, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But then she started doing production work more. So
right, but that's why the name sounds familiar, because I used to hear you talk about her more. That's
yeah,
why.
I really like her. So anyway, she's like a real ballsy chick. But that show is so great. There's a character in there who's had the same girlfriend for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend cheats on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hooks up with one of the skeezes on the boat.
Yeah.
But then the skeeze doesn't know that she's the skeez.
Right. She's like, but she kind of knows at the time that like this is like a fun, you know, hookup thing.
Yeah.
And then like we talked about it before, every side piece doesn't want to be a side piece.
Of course.
So she at first is like all about it, and then as the show kind of goes on and she realizes that she's like, you know what, this whole situation,
you make my pussy dry.
It makes her pussy dry. Right. It used to be super wet and now it's not.
Right. Well, because that's the thing is, I think you said it before, is that nobody wants to admit to being in second place. Like, there's no human being alive that, oh, that's for us to do something.
Yeah.
There's no human being alive that's like, I want to be second place. I'd love to be the last on your call list. Like, but what she does, which is a real asshole move, is she fucking tells everybody.
Yeah, she had this like,
what a dick,
secret hookup going on.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, you do secret shady shit. This is why you pay the price.
Yeah.
Because that somebody in the secret shady thing can't be counted on. And so they're hooking up in the laundry room on this mega yacht. And then, you know, they could have gotten off the boat without anybody knowing. She had to open her mouth.
She talked about it in her interviews, and then she told everyone on the staff. Like,
she told the whole staff.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
That just, yeah,
you can't.
Keep
your mouth shut.
Or you go with a hoe, because the hoe ain't going to tell. Like,
right.
You pay a bitch to go the fuck away.
You better pay her, because we discovered with Throatzilla.
I was just thinking about her.
Yeah.
God, are we psychically linked today?
Yeah. Throatzilla, you know.
I just wrote down, I swear to God, Tom, I wrote Snapchat, we got to talk about Throatzilla.
Throatzilla is amazing.
If you're not on Snapchat, look up Throatzilla.
Well, no, because on Snapchat, she's orally gifted.
Orally gifted.
214, I think.
Right? I love when people throw in the number. Like, there's too many people calling themselves orally gifted.
There definitely are too many people calling themselves orally gifted.
She needs the number to differentiate herself.
This is all Josh Potter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see.
Are you looking up Throatzilla's right now?
Of course.
To do her Snapchats?
Of course.
I can't tell how it feels. And I ain't got on no boots.
She got on her boots.
She just posts nonstop shit of herself, either eating, sucking dick, talking
Please
about
leave me alone.
Dick.
Y'all act like y'all ain't never seen titties in a bra before. Have a good day. Night.
Songs, her driving in her car.
And she represents Dallas. That's her business.
Yeah, and she likes to blow guys and eat their asses.
This dumbass nigga asked me, am I the real orally gifted? No, bitch, my granny is the real orally gifted. This her motherfucking phone. I'm just holding it.
Okay. And she's eating. She likes to talk about
turkey
food.
Chili from...
She gets hungry after she sucks dick.
She's a big girl.
And she's also sucking
turkey
dick a lot.
Chili from Panera.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's shit like this, and then all of a sudden, she's eating a guy's ass and sucking his balls. She puts that on Snapchat. Yeah. Oh, she's dancing right now. And she loves the car. But then all of a sudden, you get a treat. If you stay in long enough, she dangles a little carrot. I mean, these Snapchats in the car. And she likes to drive on E a lot. That's a big thing for her, is how little gas I can drive with for how long. But the reason that she came to prominence is because a few years ago, or actually earlier this year, Lael Collins, the offensive guard for the Cowboys, who was going to be a first-round pick at LSU before that murder investigation. He's a big old 350-pound dude. Apparently hired her to eat his ass and blow him, and then he didn't pay her. So she put him on blast. But like you're saying,
Good
just pay
her.
The pay the hoe.
You got to pay a hoe.
You got to pay a hoe. Yeah. So anyways...
So, but she'll do that, and then it'll just cut to her eating a dude's ass, or her sucking a guy's dick wearing a ski mask. Yeah. And you're like, who is, what in the fuck? At least she uses condoms. That's a good thing.
Yeah, she's always using condoms. Yeah.
But this chick is out of her mind. It's a great find on Snapchat. What's
Josh
her?
Potter.
Josh
is the
Potter
one who,
brought this to our attention.
Yeah, and it's orally gifted 214. Fuck my throat good, she wrote. My favorite is when... Yeah, right now she was, I need to suck a dick soon, about to cry.
Don't,
but she's hungry for
inbox
it.
Me if you're not in fucking Dallas and you don't have no motherfucking money to buy my motherfucking head.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
So she's
I'm a fucking
it.
Sex addict. I put limits on my shit. If I wasn't charging motherfuckers, I'd be done fucked half of fucking Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I have these talks with myself and I say you cannot do this unless there's money involved. Because I'm really not a hoe. I'm a sex. I can't put this on my real Facebook and say I want to suck dick, and I can't put it on my other Facebook and say I want to suck dick, because I'm going to get a whole bunch of motherfuckers that ain't in Dallas. What I really want is to be choked, fucked, spit on, pissed on, some nasty shit. But I'm single, though. That's like another reason why I never want to show my face, because the shit that I talk about be like so abnormal and nasty.
See?
People be like,
are you not convinced yet? Are you not sold on following Orally Gifted 214?
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Get to know her.
And then we saw her one day. She was going to work.
She worked in a bank.
Yeah, I think she worked in a bank.
Because she shows like her coworkers and her in a bank.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff. If you're ever bored and just need to like get into someone else's world for a minute, she definitely has a world of her own.
Yeah.
She's out of her fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you, Orally Gifted.
Thank you.
To the plot team. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Yeah, she's a real animal.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is this good for Thanksgiving? I don't know. Let's check it out.
Come on, man.
Brothers are brothers, brothers man. Are that's
brothers.
A brothers
are
brothers.
Cannibal. Oh, look, they got a guy. This is my brother, man. Look at the fucking auctioneer.
Brothers are brothers. Brothers.
It's drunk Native Americans.
That's so funny.
Hey, brother.
It's the near some shit. Where you got that?
I did Pechanga one time. Casino.
Oh boy, sure.
And there was a really, really loud drunk guy in the audience, and there's a pretty good like room full of people. And I pull aside one of the, like the organizers. I'm like, can somebody tell that guy to shut the fuck up? And he looks, and he goes, nope. I go, why? He goes, because he's Native, and you know, his family tribe runs this place.
Oh, fuck.
So I go, so it's just like, he's like, yeah, deal with it.
He just gets to be an asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's of the right tribe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
wow. Lucky him.
Yeah, he just kind of ran the show. And then, you know, he was tolerable, like definitely out of line, but it was the kind you could kind of nap. Like he was having a good time at the show. So... It's better than if he was having a bad time at the show.
Now, in Canada, don't they call them natives?
Yes.
And that's considered derogatory, isn't
no,
it?
No, native you can say.
Oh, what was the one you can't say?
Indian.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah.
But they're Indian.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's the whole debate, right? If you say, like, they're Native Americans, so you say native, and then that's supposed to be, I guess, the correct thing. Why Indian? Why are they Indian? You said they're Indian.
I thought they were. I thought native was a slandery, the derogatory one. Sorry,
no.
I missed it.
Native is considered the PC version of that.
Who the fuck knows? I thought they're Indians.
Well, let's ask them.
Brother, motherfucker, he'd be like, "What the fuck?" I gotta go, man. I gotta go. Are you gonna stop by? Why? You gonna stop by?
We are gonna fucking stop by. We're stopping.
Ah, the ancient. You know what I love is when people are talking about their, you know, ritual, the ancient Hopi way, and they're in a sweat lodge and this and that, and then you fucking cut to these guys. Right? Mm. People is people, man. Do the same shit everywhere.
No, of course.
Oh, I know what I'm thinking of. What? Aboriginals, they say abos, and that's bad.
That sounds bad.
Abos sound
bad. I've never heard it, and that sounds bad.
Yeah.
Now, I said aboriginal in Australia and got in trouble.
You did it, which to me, that is, I thought that's the proper aboriginals is what they are. They're aboriginals.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
But I know you got into some
Now, heat. Not an aboriginal person didn't like it. White people.
White people, yes. Yeah. But abo is, that's like haji or something, right? You don't say.
Haji.
What? Well, it sounds.
Nobody throws that around except for military guys. Like, if you were to walk around and be like, can you believe these hajis? 90% of people would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know. It's a very, Well, they're fighting these people. Fuck.
The hajis.
I
know.
They can call them what the fuck they want.
No,
they're the
I
enemy.
Know. We get emails from military guys like, the hajis.
That's the best. It makes me laugh.
I know.
I like it, too.
These fucking hajis, man. Holy shit.
That's a good time. Well, yeah, you got to have a name for the enemy, you know?
The enemy.
What are you going to fucking call them?
I don't know. Are you suggesting that?
Not the abos.
You got to stop saying that. Why are you saying that's the wrong thing?
Because there's none
to say.
In our country. It's not drug.
This show has a good fan base in Australia.
I know. Well, I apologize to our Aboriginal listeners, but nobody gives a fuck in America. It's like nonsense to us.
Yeah, sure.
It means nothing.
Or wasn't that Australia? Where they had that like, what is it called? Like variety show, and Harry Connick Jr. was there.
Yeah,
as a judge on some show, and then these guys came out in blackface and were like, da da da,
yeah,
and they did their thing.
Yeah.
And he was like,
oh,
this is not okay.
But
I think that was it, right?
I think you're right, but I think in Australia it doesn't have the same connotation. Obviously,
that right. That's my thing is that do. Like maybe.
Yeah, I think it's very similar.
Yeah. Let's see. Where is it? I think that's here.
You can be if it's being offended is totally cultural. It's all about relative to where you are in the world.
Maybe. These guys came out in total blackface. Like, it's really crazy.
Let's go to Jackie now.
Oh, why am I palm sweating?
I thought you were very cute.
See?
Great choreography.
They love it.
Terrific
singing. It's fantastic. It's a really
you
funny
see
act.
How his their blackface on this thing is like shoe polish.
Right.
You know, it's like it's really crazy.
Well, listen, you all booed when I hit the gong. What would you give?
I'm trying to see.
Radiologist?
Yeah.
It's a radiologist?
Yes.
Oh.
Anesthetist? Yes.
Psychiatrist?
Yeah.
So it must have not be. It's the same kind of thing you're saying, though, right? Like.
So they didn't even. Usually blackface, they put the lips out and the eyes, but
these guys
just
painted their faces
entirely jet black.
Like, jet black, yeah, and have afros on.
Yeah.
It's
still, we get it. You know what they're trying to.
Let's see.
To do there.
I want the iconic moment. So let's see. Where? Yeah.
I'm offended.
It would have been so nice for the promo, but we don't do any after this, so we don't need it.
Well, wait, is that really, really the case? Does this mean this is my last appearance on Hey Hey Saturday
yes,
for real?
Yes,
I want to
is.
Do something about that.
I'm going to call him.
So I thought he was supposed to be super offended here.
I want to know. I want to know who you gonna call.
I'm either gonna call Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna call the Prime Minister.
Okay.
I noticed that when we had the Jackson Jive.
Oh,
on,
here he is.
And it didn't occur to me till afterwards that I think we may have offended you with that act, and I deeply apologise on behalf of all this, of us, because I know that your countrymen, that's an insult to. You know, have a blackface routine.
Harry's like, not me, I'm white. It's fine with me.
I do apologize to you.
Thanks, Daryl. And I just wanted to say on behalf of, you know, of my country, I know it was done in humorously, but, you know, we've spent so much time trying to not make black people look like buffoons that when we see something like that, we take it really to heart. Yeah. And I know it was in good fun. Yeah. And the last thing I want to do is take the show, like, to a real... You know, kind of a down level because
you just
I love
did.
You know how much I love this show in this country.
Yeah, you bummed us
like
out,
I'm
buddy.
At home
yeah, it's
here.
A bummer.
And if I knew that was going to be a part of the show, I definitely wouldn't have done it.
Oh, yeah. Shut
so
your mouth!
Thank you for the opportunity. I got to give it up because Daryl said I told him at the break. He said, "Man, you need to speak as an American, not as a white American or a black American, but as American, I need to."
All right.
Yeah, but it's cultural. To the Australians, they don't think of it the
same way. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's why you can keep saying your Aboriginal insults.
Hey, abo, all day long.
Holy shit, man.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm Mark, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
But that was crazy. It is crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy to us. Cause we're
yeah, like, to us. Like when you see that, you're like,
you're going
to
get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't. I mean, you still see, like, people, it's always around Halloween, there's always a post of at least one asshole who still is, like, you know, all dressed up in that
shit. I know. It's so fun right now on Facebook. I'm having the litany of friends posting things like, I'm glad Facebook exists so I can see which of my friends are racist, and I'm unfriending you.
Oh, really?
Because of the Syria...
people saying they don't want, like, refugee things.
Yeah, so everybody's the righteous indignation over where you stand politically on that. You're a big racist. Yeah. That's fun.
I think most people that are speaking out in opposition to the Syrian refugees are doing it out of fear, though. They're terrified.
Of course. Well, of course. And it's kind of justified at the moment. I mean, look, the fear is because we're at war with the Syrian people. We're gonna be probably.
We're not at war,
aren't we? You know what I'm saying? They
with
bombed,
ISIS, yeah, sure.
Right, not the Syrian, but the ISIS. Yes, you know, they're fucking with the West. They're fucking with us.
Yeah, but then you have to. I mean, that's important. I think to you know, you have to process the fact that the people that are being really tortured are a lot of these Syrian refugees. They're the ones that are terrorists.
Fuck up. No, I'm just kidding, of course.
Their lives are horrific.
Of course. But
I'm all for this.
On Facebook when it, like, someone has to announce, I'm unfriending people I don't agree with. What do you care?
Germany's letting in the most. They're taking in a lot of Syrians.
Well, they've got some guilt about another time.
Yeah. I think I support these, you know, women, children, people.
But
that
only the hot ones, right?
Well, the hot ones, ones that you can clearly see what's under the head wrap and the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just support strict screening process. I think that's a legit thing to say. Like, have a really strict screening process for getting people in, and then, you know, allow people that are being tortured and persecuted and have suffered enough, give them a chance. You have a limited number. It's not going to be that many.
Yeah. So, you know, look, the U.S. is already tight on immigration. I'm telling you, unless you sneak in here, it's almost impossible to come into this country legally. I used to work as an immigration paralegal.
So many fucking emails over what you're saying right now.
I worked as an immigration paralegal pre-9/11, and even pre-9/11, there's a lottery that takes place in all these countries. It's extremely, to come in legally, I'm saying,
no, legally,
to get a green card is, it's very, very, very difficult. So, you know, we don't let in many fucking people to begin with.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
And it's okay. We put them in the places nobody wants to live.
You're saying the refugees?
Alaska. Nobody they pay you to live in Alaska.
So that's where we should put them.
Absolutely. Have you been to Anchorage? It's, you know, it's nice 4 months out of the year, and then, you know, let them.
Where else?
In the snow.
Let's see how many more people you can isolate this episode. Who? Where else should we allow the Syrian refugees to live?
Where else is cold Arctic, or the South? Somewhere in the South that I don't.
Cold and Arctic in the South, or just
like
horrible?
Place horrible.
You
Alabama. Like?
You think people in Alabama?
Yeah, not all of it.
Oddly enough, I think Alabama would want those refugees the least. So.
Right, right. No, they're not good with immigrants. I had an Indian woman, Daya, on my Dasipro, and she grew up in Alabama, mm-hmm. in like Birmingham. She's like, oh, it was terrible. They hated us. They openly hated me and my Indian family.
I remember that guy that was running for governor. He was like, I'm running for governor. If I become governor, we're going to have a driver's test in English.
Man.
That was his big thing, that, like, no second languages.
Oh my God.
On the driver's test. Yeah, welcome to Alabama, motherfucker.
No, look, obviously I'm pro immigrant. I'm an immigrant. My family's immigrant. I have nothing against. Come on, please. Come on, please. Please, guys, save the emails. I don't want them. Obviously,
no, you're gonna get him.
Obviously, joking, not serious.
You're gonna get him.
Forget
Tim
it.
James, why do our politicians make us give driver's license exams in 12 languages? This is Alabama. We speak English. If you want to live here, learn it. Okay. We're only giving that test in English. If I'm governor, maybe it's the businessman in me, but we'll save money, and it makes sense. Does it to you?
We're from Alabama, and we're retarded. We like to stay retarded. We don't want no other kind of learning in here. You know what, though? What's ironic and interesting about this is that my family, who's immigrant, we speak Hungarian. My dad would insist on taking it in English, the test. Like, I think a lot of immigrants want to speak
English. Oh, a huge portion, yes.
And want to do the thing that everyone else. I don't think people are inherently lazy and they don't want to learn the language.
Of course.
Think it's kind of fucking hard, guys.
No. Yeah, it's definitely it. I mean, I know that lady that leaves you voicemails doesn't want to, but most people do.
That's so weird.
The blood pressure thing.
She's halfway there.
Yeah, she's getting learning. A few words in. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you think we should put the refugees?
I'm with you. Alaska, Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Cool. There's a lot of... I'm trying to think of where there's a lot of room. I feel like Iowa's got a lot of space. I've driven through that. Nothing but windmills and gray. There's a lot of places in Iowa.
Nebraska?
First Nebraska. Wide open fields, dude.
Wyoming and Montana have a lot
nice,
of
though.
Space and not that many people per, you know, like some of those states. I don't know. The populations are really low compared to how much land is there.
There's like 10 people who live in Montana.
Let's drop them off. Let's drop them off there. You know who else we should put there?
Who?
Retards and gays.
Retards and gays. People with Tourette's, the retards, the gays.
Yeah.
Polly, bye.
Put all those big retards there. Hey, retards. Hey, retard. You, the gays, and the Syrian refugees. This is your new home. Enjoy your new place.
You're gonna
have to make it work. I suggest you don't let the retards cook. You guys need to eat. Maybe if you like that Durka Durka food, let the Hajis whip something up for you.
It smells like shit. I remember being in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Was it in Knoxville? And my cab driver
It's a hard K.
I'm sorry?
It's a hard K.
Knoxville?
Yeah.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
And my taxi driver was just this beautiful, tall, lanky African man from like Ethiopia or somewhere, and we clearly just got there. I'm like, bro, why of all places, you got to get the fuck out of the South.
You told him that?
Of course I did. I said, you landed in the wrong fucking state. I go head east or head west, but do not stay here, bro.
Yeah. And what did he say?
He was like, I know I got into school here and I'm going to school. I go, well, the minute you graduate, bro, east and west.
We've talked about it before. I always find it funny the pockets culturally that pop up in this country. Like in Minneapolis, there's like a big Somali and Eritrean population.
Eritrea.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck?
I think it's the immigration because they let them settle there.
I mean, you could settle anywhere. Once you're in, you're in. But it's just funny that like they went from Africa and like the hottest place on the planet. They go to Minneapolis.
I know, it sucks.
Where it gets so fucking cold.
It sucks.
For so long.
It sucks.
They have like 8 month winters, you know?
And they're like, this is fucking America. No, I think it's family. Because I think your family
goes
early
why
and then you go there.
It's just, it's built into this thing where there's this big, you know, Somali, Ethiopian, Eritrean
so
population.
Funny.
D.C., a lot of them in D.C. too.
Which, Somalis?
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's a more liberal, that's a good place.
Both are liberal cities.
To be Somali. Yes,
yeah,
Minneapolis, yes.
Yeah.
Alabama, not so much, it sounds like.
You want to learn it? You want to live here? Learn it.
It's terrible. You know, you want to be retarded like us? Be retarded. Stay Alabama, stay retarded. That should be there.
I ain't gay. So you can suck it. That's what his tag is.
Of course.
I ain't gay. You can suck it.
I'm going to turn down a blowjob. No. Man, the other day.
Now you're offending all our Alabama fans.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Slade Monk?
All two. I love Slade Monk. Slade Monk,
he brought
the
only you barbecue sauce.
He brought me barbecue sauce.
You just called him a retard.
From Dreamland. He's not a retard.
Well, he's going to feel like you called him retarded.
He's the sweetest. I love you, Slade Monk. I'm just kidding.
Good luck this weekend, buddy. Roll Tide.
But I won't do Birmingham, I'll tell you.
Why not Roll Tide? Why not Roll Tide? Why not Roll Tide?
Remember we were last time we were in Alabama.
How y'all doing, Roll Tide?
How y'all doing, Roll Tide, Roll Tide? We go to the bank. Thank you very much, Roll Tide, Roll Tide.
Y'all making the deposits today, Roll Tide?
They're so nice, though. They're so friendly.
Y'all want some cheese on that Roll Tide or not?
Roll Tide, okay. Roll Tide.
Okay, Roll Tide, Roll Tide. Have a good day, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Roll Tide. We went to the...
Remember we did a show there, and the most disruptive table were Birmingham PD?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like they were like, I was like, what the fuck? And then they're like, oh, it's all cops. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Like they were like commenting on everything and having like their own thing going on, talking at the table. Like they were by far the most disruptive table, and it was Birmingham PD.
Man, that audience, I got to tell you, is like, I've done the Stardome in Alabama.
Yeah, that's where we were.
And yeah, I've done the Big Room before, mm-hmm. and that was like, whoever was at the trailer park got free tickets, because they all fucking came to my show, dude. It was rough. That's how I felt. I wanted to fucking
all right.
just die.
You wanted to die?
It was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Mm. It was bad. Did you go to FedEx?
I'm sorry? Did I go where?
FedEx. FedEx.
FedEx?
Mm-hmm.
FedEx.
No. FedEx.
It's FedEx, and I went. Yes, I mailed something.
The form your dad needed.
Yeah, I sent it to him.
It's FedEx.
It's FedEx.
No, FedEx. Nobody says FedEx.
It's Federal Express.
Yeah, but the inflection, you're doing it wrong. It's FedEx. It goes up.
That's
Everybody
totally
knows it,
wrong.
Babe. It's
totally
not wrong.
I've never heard anybody
FedEx.
Say that. No one says FedEx.
Everybody says... Are you being serious right now?
Yes.
It's FedEx.
FedEx?
Everybody says FedEx. Are you going to FedEx? You going to FedEx? Absolutely.
You want
to
FedEx this?
Yeah. There you go.
I've only heard FedEx.
That's because you're talking to retarded people from Alabama.
Alabama. Dude.
FedEx.
You should teach the English driver's test there. FedEx.
What about, you call it UPS too?
No, it's UPS.
Yeah, everybody knows that. And
everybody knows
it's
that it's FedEx.
Now.
This is so dumb. There's
no
way.
No, you're dumb. It's FedEx. FedEx.
What?
FedEx.
No.
Yeah, you're smart, but all cells are final, and it's FedEx.
Do you think our cell service is from Etsy?
No.
Is that what you call it?
I know what that
is. At service sucks. To mobile.
Are you being serious, though?
Do you do to mobiles? To mobiles.
To mobile.
To mobile. To mobile. No, this is retarded.
No, are you being serious, though?
Of course I'm being serious.
You really call it?
FedEx.
FedEx.
That's what everybody says.
No.
Federal Express, FedEx, FedEx.
No, it's FedEx.
You're absolutely being retarded right now.
No, you're retarded.
No, you're retarded.
No, you're Alabama.
No, you're the most retarded.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer. Retarded.
You'd think that he's retarded. From Alabama. He's not.
No, he's from...
Virginia, I think.
I think he's from Illinois, and then he lived in Missouri.
No, that's wrong.
Missouri?
No, Illinois? He lives in like...
No, yeah, it is.
Anyway, he lives in Illinois. Yeah. Illinois.
Retarded.
Short pump. That's where we could put the immigrants, the refugees.
That's a
That's in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah,
short pump.
Yeah.
They need people in short pump. I've been there a lot.
People changes.
Yeah. They could have fun there.
People,
I know you're used to your Hodgy life, but you gotta get ready.
People changes
because it's gonna be different around here.
Your Hodgy life.
Yeah,
we don't talk no foreign
gobbledygook. Y'all gotta learn English now.
You gotta learn. Mm. You can party, you know.
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
Let's see. Who have we offended? To open with Tourette's.
Yeah.
The refugees.
Yep.
Now, retarded people, anyone from Alabama?
Or Alaska.
Alaska, Iowa.
Syrians.
Nebraska.
Aboriginals.
Aboriginals.
All Hajis.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hatesgiving,
Happy
everybody.
Hatesgiving, everybody. Hatesgiving is here. Sorry, we should already apologize. I know everybody's kind of probably feeling like...
Mom! 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 Why did you do that to me?
Sorry, guys.
I like that one a lot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Mom!
Yeah.
Mom! Speaking of mom,
yeah?
You kind of gave yourself a little total mommy day.
It's a TTD, a total Tommy day.
Yeah, you kind of took a nice day for yourself.
It's nice to do this. You know what I like about you? You always encourage the total Tommy day.
You got
to
do it.
You're very big on that. And it's good. I feel like a lot of relationships don't have somebody encouraging the partner to have a total TMD, total mommy day, where you just really kick it and you enjoy yourself.
You mommy down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think it's important that we do have our lives together. Like, this is something we share. We have our life together. But then to have separate things that you enjoy. Like
that day, the total Tommy day, it was a workout with my Jesus trainer.
Jesus, yeah.
Then a nice haircut that makes you feel nice.
Doesn't that nice haircut always make you feel nice?
Yep. And then a momsage. So what a perfect day.
Total Tommy day.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. You got to do that.
There's activities you enjoy doing alone. You fart alone. You like football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do total mommy days all the time,
too. I do total mommy days. Yeah, I like to, you know, I take care of my, you got to keep your, I get my brows fleeked.
Yeah.
I get my hair did. I get my nails did. You got to do all this stuff. You got to maintain yourself. You can't let it go.
Yeah.
You know? You got to take care of yourself. You got to get your life.
You got to feel good about yourself. Here's someone who feels real good about herself.
Marley on the beat. Hump me. Fuck me.
Oh, boy.
Daddy better make me show
you.
Tunnel loves a deep throat.
It do.
Lick, 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 lick.
I lick.
I wanna eat your dick.
I do.
But I can't fuck up my nails.
I can.
So I'ma pick it up with chopsticks. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open, mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open. Put it so deep I can't speak a sentence.
The irony of having an episode where I get to talk about working with Big Daddy Kane, one of the greatest lyricists of all time, and then playing Cupcakes song about, like, I'm not going to touch your dick with my nails when we use chopsticks.
Mouth wide open, mouth wide open, mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide open.
It's nice.
She's
nice.
A cum dog. She's licking water out of a dog bowl.
I know you like that.
That's really great. Great
job. Someone sent that in, and I thought, this is something my husband will really enjoy.
Yeah. I did enjoy this.
You liked a lot. I knew the bowl thing would get you.
That's the best part.
That's so terrible.
She keeps cutting her licking out of a dog bowl.
So bizarre.
Man, I wish I would have met her about 15 years ago.
You know what I'm saying?
You know? That would have been a good time.
You know what I'm saying?
Never met a girl quite like this, but she's special.
Mouth wide open, but it's so deep I can't speak a sentence.
Every time I see this now, because we're about
Christ.
To have a child, I just think about the poor parents and how badly they fucked up.
Every human I see now, I think, some fucking woman and for 9 months carried you inside of her body, and this is how you waste your life, you fucking loser. Like, there's so many losers.
Well, or they did a really bad job with her.
Zeros in the world, and they've been given this gift.
But you're blaming that maybe it was the maybe it was the parent that did the wasted, not the...
Yeah, for sure. There's also that. But, I mean, it's just amazing. It's a maze.
Fingers in it, gentle.
Yeah.
Exp-
floor this nigga mental. I'ma write my name on his dick. Don't need a pen or a pencil.
No, I don't.
All I need is my body. My pussy pink just like salami. Ooh. Don't need no...
I like the...
My pussy's pink just like salami.
The set of this music video is just an apartment. Like, it's just a, you know, a brown dresser and a headboard on a bed. Like, it's just, she's like, let's just shoot it here.
She's just, my bedroom's nice.
Like, never thought of, like, maybe dressing this up in the slightest.
Yeah, she likes to keep it real.
She's like, I got a bed, I got a dog bowl.
I got a bed, I got a dog bowl.
She's got tape, red tape over her nipples so that she can, because her tits are out, but she just covered the nipples up.
Drink to get naughty, cause bitch, I'm not Bill Cosby. My pussy mean and it's clean. I'm not a squirter, I cream. Keep it smelling like baby wipes. I never smell like sardines.
It's good.
Jeez.
It's a good song.
Do you think Big Daddy Kane would cover this song?
Nope. I don't think so. I think he would. His eyes might roll out of the back of his head, and he would just be like, "What a sad, sad person." Yeah, no, this does not cut it for Kane. I'm putting that out there. I know I'm overstepping boundaries.
You know, you're not his official spokesman.
No, but people are asking. You know, a lot of people know that my DJ dreams are alive and well, and still ordering some equipment, learning my craft. people asked if. This was my first gig, and they sent this in. I'm a little offended, but this is a wedding DJ, and they said, "Tom, are you already working? Is this you?" And so this is him.
I want to shake everybody and do that thing. You guys, you know you gotta get into the conga. Everybody get into the conga, conga, conga.
That's
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. I come everybody do that thing. It's conga, conga.
I want to shake everybody and do that thing. You guys, you know you gotta get into the conga.
He's not even trying.
Wedding party and guests. Come on, join the conga. Get the thing in a line. You want to do it? Have a slice of line.
You don't think I'm better than this guy? That's what I want to know. Like,
wow.
You just heard what he did. You don't think I could. And he's working. Somebody hired him. Like, you don't think that I could do that? You don't think that I deserve. I mean, what?
I don't know. I have to see you in the setting. I think that there's potential. There's potential there. You've definitely got more rhythm than that guy.
Of course I do.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Now, I just want to point out that this is probably confusing for some listeners who are waiting for a Would You Rather.
No Would You Rather.
I was just comparing notes.
But it's interesting that you bring that Miami Fart Machine up. I got a really great tweet from PJ.
Okay.
At Perfect Ugly. He says, this came across my Facebook this morning, and it's somebody Googled, does farting burn calories?
Mm. Oh, this came in a few times. This says, yeah, this has come to our attention from a few people.
Well, the listeners know what we like.
Yeah, but yeah, thank you.
What would you say a fart? How much do you think a fart burns?
I didn't think a fart burned anything.
A fart burns approximately 67 calories.
What?
Farting 52 times in one day can burn 1 pound of fat. That's not true.
How do I have... I should have zero body fat.
You should.
I should be the leanest guy
both
walking around.
Both of us.
Yeah.
How can one fart burn 67 calories?
I should look like a fucking chemo patient. Like, all I do is fart.
Because you know how hard it is to burn that many calories on a treadmill? Like...
That's
not accurate.
I love the information that somebody thought to ask this and to send it to us, but I don't see it. And where's the calorie burning? The act of farting or the gas leaving? I don't understand that.
Maybe the energy that it takes for your body to produce gas and then expel it. That doesn't make no, because your sphincter.
But that's a lot of calories.
It's 52. It's a lot.
You could go run on a treadmill or around the block for and that you don't burn 52.
That's not accurate. Listen, I question the science on this tweet, but
listen to this.
Thought provoking, nonetheless.
Again, I'm an amateur DJ, but listen to his transition. So he's got Miami Sound Machine. You know, it's fun, obviously great at a wedding. But listen to his transition. Okay, this is what it's all about as a DJ. You know.
Okay.
Yes. So you're like, all right, a little conga going. Good time.
Interesting choice. He had the party up, and then he's like, let's drag it down to weird.
That at a fucking...
So weird.
So crazy. So crazy.
You wouldn't do that as DJ Polly Bye, as DJ Dad Mouse.
No, I never would have transitioned to that.
No.
No,
it's dark.
Not.
You're not supposed to go high, low like that, man.
I would have been like, all right, guys. Everybody, get the families out here. Let's really get down. Let's turn this party up. Let's have some fun, guys.
This will never fucking end. Ballerina that dick when I spin.
That's the bride and groom. So welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, everybody.
Pump me. Fuck me. Daddy better make me show.
You better.
Pump me. Fuck me. My tunnel loves a deep throat.
That would have been like, oh, man, this DJ rocks.
That's like the first dance with the bride and groom in this song, right? Is that what you're thinking?
Father, daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she says daddy.
Oh, right. I didn't hear that. Yeah. Right, yeah.
The bride and her father. All right. We got to get going, Jeans.
All right. I love you.
I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families or not. Enjoy turkey or steak or lasagna. don't forget the Sup Kane shirt, TomSegura.com, YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. And take care of each other and drink some cranberry sauce. And we'll see you in a week. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.